Joy Tactics.
Wow. That's how they all laugh. That's how all witches laugh.
That hurt my throat.
Warlocks and such.
I want to suck your nuts.
I want to play Fortnite with you guys.
Your nuts.
Well, with your nuts.
So, wow.
This
what
is
we're going to
be a fun one.
Oh, it definitely is.
This yeah, is going to yeah, be yeah. a fun one.
Yeah, yeah, stick around. If you're new here, a lot of these aren't that fun, but this one today, this one's going to be making you ready to go play. You know what I'm saying? What's that?
Harry.
Harrison.
Harry Potter. Harrison Potter.
Potter.
I mean, that's just a spooky song to me. It's one of the spookiest and most yeah. charming as well.
How perfect. About this one, biatch? Well. Did you yeah. hear the cat yell at me for doing that?
No, no, no.
Do you know what I'm saying? Halloween.
Yeah, I do. I do know that, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that... In that film, we're dealing with a literal maniac named Jason, right?
Yeah.
So he's fucking off his rocker, and he's wearing a damn mask.
Fuck that.
And what? He's got a knife, and he's impervious nearly to bullets?
Is that true?
I mean, how did they eventually kill him in the movie? Is he like set on fire? Like, what's the ultimate? Really
I think it's just a plane crash. I think he's just... He just dies in that plane crash like a normal person. Unless I'm remembering that movie wrong.
I would be so pissed if I shot like a supernatural being and it didn't die. You know? Because you'd be like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm definitely going to like come at me, you know, talking shit. Like I have a gun and this fucking weirdo has like claws or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, come on, come a little bit closer, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Shoot him in the fucking chest. What?
Shoot him in the teeth. Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
Nani? Is that the Japanese way to say it? Okay. Jason Voorhees. Okay. First thing that comes up when you search Jason from Halloween is what was Jason's disability?
Come on now, y'all.
Exactly. Is that what we need to focus on?
Why do you care?
He's pretty able-bodied to me.
And maybe he's neurodivergent. I'm going to go ahead and say, of course he was, but that's not of, what would you say, not of matter?
It's not of concern.
Not well, of concern.
But you know, he has a
definitely
physical...
Definitely not of matter.
It's not of matter, man. Let's move on. talking to the judge representing yourself. Okay, so he does suffer from hydrocephalus. Which
Excuse me?
Caught hydrocephalus.
So he hooked up with a wet chick. What's hydrocephalus?
Cephalus,
that's when you
bro.
Get that shit too wet.
I heard you.
Oh, shit.
Beware.
It's too wet. All right.
Before we hook up, you should know something. I'm hydrocephalic.
It caused a severe facial deformity and an abnormally large head and a developmentally disability. And a developmental disability, often described as mental retardation or a cognitive Eric. Impairment. This is what I'm reading word for word.
Bro.
So Bruh. He is mentally, he's a mentally challenged guy, right?
Well
he has. Can we just Google image him real quick so that we know what we're talking about? So he wears a mask. Did they figure out what he looks like without it?
Oh, yeah. It's not pretty.
Out the mask. Is it not Matthew Lillard? Oh, no, I'm looking now. You didn't have to do him like that.
Who, Jason? Yeah, it's not fair.
It's
They did not have to do him like that. But, you know, his face kind of gets all even more fucked up as time goes on.
You know, listen. I don't think it's right what they did to his face.
Wait.
I think
Jason, yeah. Guys, we're going to get some heat here because this is Friday the 13th, okay? And Halloween is different. That's
I know. I wasn't talking about that.
I fucked it up. This is Jason Voorhees is Friday the 13th. And right. Halloween Michael, is what's his name?
Oh, I thought Mike you were talking Myers. About yeah, okay.
Michael Myers, yeah.
Because he also had a mask. And so what he looked like without it.
Michael, why do these people have last names? You know?
I know.
Everybody has a last name, bro.
I know, but it's just that's weird because like bro. I don't know. They don't seem like they should have last names, you know? It's like Dracula. I don't think Dracula has a last name.
I'm pretty and sure
can
it was
can
like
I just say these fools are pretty similar. Can I just say that?
Who, Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees?
Yeah. In appearance.
Do you guys know what Vlad the Vampire looked like? Do you know what Dracula looked like without his age on him?
No.
Look up Vlad the Impaler.
Oh, the guy that Dracula was like.
This is who I think
on.
You look like, Jack.
Well, don't ever talk to me again then.
Yeah, I mean, look. Nate, it looks like you and Nate combined.
It really does look exactly like me and Nate.
So yeah. Well, the guy that he was based on, I mean, like, was he sucking on people's blood or was it just like.
Looks like it, bro. He had no upper lip.
Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah. Vladimir the Impaler. Wow.
Vlad Dracula. So Dracula's the last name of Vlad.
Mm. Vlad Dracula? Mm. Is that his? No, that can't be his last name.
It's Vlad Dracula. Not to be confused with his father, Vlad Dracul, the fictional character that
meaning
Count Dracula,
son of dragon.
Or the fungus genus Vlad Dracula. What the fuck is going on?
What is going on, man? I'm
Wikipedia, tone it back. You're doing too much. Seriously.
So how do we want to break this down? Because we need to get... we need to cover all the monsters here. So I think what we do is we set a timer. We say... Right now we're doing vampires. Next, mummies. Next.
Okay.
Okay. If we want to be efficient about this, which is I'm trying to bring efficiency to this podcast fucking time.
Dude, I'm trying to bring efficiency to all things on a so seriously level.
Should we do the tournament of monsters where we say like vampires versus
a bracket sort of thing?
Yeah, a bracket.
In a scare off.
I don't know how to do that mentally.
Is that something that we should prepare for?
Maybe, I mean...
Or just we could just go now.
We'll just go to the end. At the end, we say who wins.
Okay, let's start light. What the fuck was
Veronica's
that?
Here's what we do. I don't know where that came from, but...
Dude, you got SNL on the brain, bro. You got to get your head out of that building, man.
I was trying to say piranha.
Veronica.
Okay, so here's what the first battle is. Mummies versus Draculas.
Mummies versus Draculas.
Yeah.
Mummies win because they got no blood.
Damn. Literally, the cards are so stacked against the vampires in that situation, which is so interesting. Yeah. Unless it's a fresh-ass mummy that hasn't even been really wrapped up yet, and it's still got a little blood.
True. Well, the mummification process, I believe, preserves the blood. You know what I'm saying?
Separately or with it?
I thought they dried them the fuck out.
Yeah, they dry them out like jerky.
You know, I'll tell you this much. There was a museum in Seattle called like the Museum of Oddities. And in the back, dude, I can't believe they had this, but it was like two like mummies, real life mummies, just leathered out, dried, beef jerkied out. And I would just go stare at them. I would go like right to the back because it's right next to the aquarium. And we'd always go in afterwards. And I would go just beeline it to the mummies and just go look at them. And nobody would be around. I was like, I can't believe people aren't looking at these bodies with me. No, they're behind glass.
Listening to DMX, 11 years old, staring at a mummy for an hour and a half.
Yeah, man. It's what shaped me.
Whoa. Damn, I'm going to listen to DMX today let me try and remember to do that later. Cunt. I wish I didn't just say the C word.
You can't, man. You've been banned from that.
So close to the 10-minute mark, too, and I just had to fucking say it.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.